This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Important for the country to get it growing again. And I don't think President Trump's been given nearly enough credit, by the way, for the other things that he's doing to get the country growing again. And that is changing the people on these boards and commissions that have such a pervasive impact on growth in this country. The SEC, the Federal Communications Commission, the NLRB, the Food and Drug Administration. The president set up spectacular appointments. And the Senate, of course, is in the personnel business. We work with him to get the government staff, not to mention Justice Neil Gorsuch and other judicial appointments that are coming through the pipeline that President Trump, I think, doesn't get nearly enough credit for the changes that he's brought about that are unrelated to legislation. But we're going to score a big legislative accomplishment here on tax reform in the very near future.
Well, let me just
I can say that really scares progressives and those of the resistance. What Donald Trump is doing, by way of the stock market, increasing jobs, the enthusiasm factor, I think more than anything else, we touched a little bit on this with Dr. King just a moment ago. People are bullish for one Donald Trump. I mean, the hopes, the aspirations. Yes, the mainstream media is out there trying to spin this in such a negative way or not report it. But, Main Street America that has been ignored for years, guess what, is returning the favor to the mainstream media. And that is they're ignoring the mainstream media because of all the fake news, the misreporting, the obvious prejudicial perspective that they're putting out there, not one that says, hey, look, is Donald Trump perfect? People knew going in Donald Trump was not perfect. Hillary Clinton wasn't going to be perfect. We are human beings. We're flawed. We do the best we can. But it was, time that the electorate threw their hands up in the air and said, look, we've had 8 years of an incredible administration that we had hoped and prayed would be the difference and get this country back on track. Instead, it made it worse. Abandon those things that we hold sacred. As John Kelly, I just so appreciate, I'm so grateful for General Kelly on so many levels, and particularly that he reminded this country that there are sacred values. There's nothing wrong with those. They're right. That's what is right about America. Those are those things that we need to get back in touch with and anchor with to get this country back on track, those sacred values. And this is what Donald Trump is trying to do for us. And what is happening is people are responding. I talk to the banks. You've heard me say this time and again. Half dozen banks have been on the show. And they're all very bullish about small business in America. People are looking forward to realizing their dreams. They've had to put them on hold because of all the stringent regulations that we have been thrust with. Now we have a fair chance at being successful in unleashing our small business and our dreams. That's exciting. I think when you have people doing what it is that they've been designed to do, I don't know that it gets much better than that. It's not even so much that you win or lose, but that you have a shot at it. What other country affords you this kind of opportunity? It's unbelievable. And this is the thing that, getting back to the NFL, that is so bothersome, is that what other country would afford anything like the NFL and allow these players to make the kind of money, to be the examples that they are? And in some cases, they can transcend the playing field because they've conducted themselves in an exemplary manner. But so much of the NFL, as you've seen in, police blogs, they're human, so they make mistakes. And as the crisis manager for the Dallas Cowboys says, those DUIs and spousal abuses and all the other legal infractions that are demonstrated there from NFL players is really a fraction, because their only report maybe one in 10 But even the 1 in 10 that get reported, it's pretty disturbing. But this is an opportunity. If we're going to get America great again, then it starts with us to be great again, right?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Bruce Kaufman joins us now. Bruce, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, how are we doing?
Doing good, though.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about several things. Lady Liberty, we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I want to talk about the JFK files. Looks like Donald Trump may be allowing the release of those blocked and classified files that have been held in abeyance for, over 50 years?
Yeah, and, well, he's been doing it because he doesn't really have a lot of choice. Congress passed a law giving October 28th as the deadline when those files have to be released to the public.
Mm-hmm. But the CIA is trying to put pressure and say, whoa, we got to come up with another reason. We don't want the documents released yet. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. Well, the CIA, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that those released documents are going to embarrass the CIA.
I'm sure they probably will, but it's like anything. You know, Bruce, like any infraction and that comes along in life, it goes along with that old Pennzoil, you know, saying you can pay me now or pay me later.
Right.
Often when it's later, it gets much more complex. And we have been fraught with conspiracy, all kinds of innuendo and suggestion because of the absence of the facts. The sad thing that bothers me, even with the release of this information, is how much redaction is going to be in play even still.
Right. Absolutely. But here's the thing, Bill. I do not think, and a couple of historians that I've read about, they do not think that whatever's released is really going to change the Warren Commission's conclusions. As you know, after Kennedy was assassinated, President Johnson appointed a commission headed by Earl Warren to look into this assassination, whether it was a conspiracy or not. They spent the better part of a year. They interviewed 552 witnesses, and they produced a report that was 300,000 words long. Mm-hmm. And what they basically said was that Oswald acted alone, that he was not part of any conspiracy. Now, of course, the conspiracy theorists went crazy on this, but as Vincent Bugliosi points out in his book about this, the reason that he believes, and most people believe, that Oswald acted alone is common sense. Lee Harvey Oswald was emotionally and mentally unstable. He was in the Soviet Union, and so a lot of theorists think, okay, so the Soviets were grooming him, the KGB was grooming him to assassinate Kennedy. Mm. But the KGB, he spent most of his time in a psychiatric institution in Moscow, and the KGB wanted him deported. He was more trouble than he was worth to them.
Right.
So,
and just what you want is somebody that's mentally disturbed to be a spy agent, right?
Exactly. Do you think that the KGB or the CIA, or the Mafia, the three groups considered probably behind this conspiracy, do you think they would hire someone as emotionally unstable as Lee Harvey Oswald? The guy was twice court-martialed when he was a Marine and dishonorably discharged. He was fired from every job he ever had. Do you think that the KGB, the CIA, the Mafia, professional organizations of long-standing time, would hire someone to commit as unstable, as unreliable as Oswald to commit the greatest murder of the 20th century? Because I don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, either that, or that he was so goofy that he was made to be an easy pawn.
Yeah, but here's the other question. Do you think, okay, after he assassinated Kennedy, what did Lee Harvey Oswald do? He walked out of the building, the Texas School Book Depository building, and he wandered the streets of Dallas for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the KGB, the CIA, and the Mafia would allow that to happen? Because I think that what would happen was that they would have a car outside of that building with the engine running, and they would put him in the car ostensibly to help him escape. But in my opinion, both the KGB and the Mafia would have sent him out, would have driven him out to a Texas desert, put
exactly.
5 bullets into his skull, and buried him 20 feet underground.
Right. No, I agree with that. This is what makes this whole thing so, you know, like you say, you look at the logic and the mislogic of it, and but in the absence of fact, and it just seems to be why we're still talking about this some 50-some years later.
Right, absolutely. But I wonder, Bill, that one of the problems that the CIA has with all this revealing is because I think there was, in fact, that there are a lot of historians who think there was collusion between the CIA and some anti-Castro groups, but it was to kill Castro, not Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a bungled – I mean, how many times did the CIA – did we try to kill Fidel Castro?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Countless times. And right. Every single one of them failed. I'm wondering whether one of the reasons the CIA is uncomfortable about this stuff being is it's going to show their bungled attempts to kill Castro.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously, you're right. That is just one of the many things that sheds light on the CIA that doesn't look very favorable. Not to mention the fact that you have somebody, a lone wolf conceivably, who can have access to the president and be able to take him out. I mean, they knew in Miami, when the president went to Miami, they covered the tops of the buildings.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was reported that thwarted an assassination attempt. Also, there was a previous assassination attempt in Illinois, in Chicago. And so here you've got the crosshairs on the president, and now you come to Dallas and you don't watch the tops of the buildings?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill.
Some lone wolf with a $19 carbine takes the president out?
Yep.
And on top of that, he's not even an expert shooter. He was only, he was a marksman. That's barely making it.
Right.
When you qualify for shooting. So to have that ability with that kind of equipment, I don't know. I mean, those are some lucky shots.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think that's one of the problems, too. Both the CIA and the Secret Service really did not do due diligence when they got to Dallas. And Dallas, of course, and Texas, of course, you know, there was, I mean, in a state like Texas, you're gonna attract some crazy people, and there were a lot of people who really wanted Kennedy dead.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's like he knew he was going into an area that was unfavorable, right?
Yeah.
And he was only hoping that LBJ and this was all about getting some votes, and it was re-election time, and setting up the market, and so it kind of. With all that information in retrospect, probably, like as you say, the CIA looks, doesn't look very favorable here.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why they, absolutely. Kennedy was down, he took that trip, political fence mending. You remember who was in the car with Governor Connally?
Yes, Connally, yes, exactly, right.
Kennedy knew, Bill, in my opinion, Kennedy would never have won the presidency without Lyndon Johnson on the ticket.
Without a doubt, exactly, you're right.
Texas.
Yes, he did. And that was all a part and parcel, but here it is. Now we have the assassination attempt. It will, Bruce. I can only hope, even with all the redacted documents that will be released, I can only hope that we come to some conclusion on this whole situation, if that's even possible.
Yes, and I hope we come to some conclusion that will not ever. Mitigate the conspiracy, all of the conspiracy theorists, but I'm hoping that some of this will point out to some of them, no, it was not a conspiracy. Then again, Bill, I'm not 100% sure what it's going to say.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Bruce. You know, I think that I don't want to get too excited about it because I know it's going to be redacted. And hey, look, it's been hidden this long. Why not just keep hiding it?
Yep.
I don't know. Bruce Kaufman is with us. We're going to talk Lady Liberty when we come back. Stay with us right here at 15 after, at the top of the hour.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
Hey, we're back with you. at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman is with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. You can go to your website, historylessons.net, for everything that you need to know about Bruce Kaufman, and you can sign up for his subscriptions three times a week, huh, Bruce?
Yeah, historylessons.net, Bill, and that's one word, plural, history lessons. And right on the home page, on the right side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings, and I send out three things in an email every week. You type in your first name, last name, email address, and then you check off which ones you want. On Monday, I send out my a quote of the week in an email, my favorite quote or an interesting quote. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, I send out in an email my history, my syndicated newspaper column on history. And on Friday, I send out a column which I call Thinking Out Loud, which is a lot of the stuff that you and I talk about on your show, pop politics, you know, foreign policy, public policy, and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So just sign up, hit the send, and pick the ones you want, and you'll get them every week.
You'll want all three, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we'll make it easy for you. So just check them all off. Enjoy. You'll be greatly informed. I mean, and like many people who get they get the subscription, they're going, why didn't I learn this in school? You know, so very well done. And I appreciate that, Bruce, every week. It blesses me. Thank you. You know, we hear the song, Eve of Destruction, and I think, my goodness, we're living the 60s again, huh?
Yeah,
it's just kind of amazing. You know, just to kind of wrap up, if we can, just a minute here, in the rearview mirror, Lyndon Baines Johnson, a time, you know, we hear, you know, was quite a decade, Bruce, when you look back and you think about it. You know, you have Kennedy really calling the country with a, you know, a renewed perspective about not relying on government, but doing what you can as a responsible citizen. What do you have to offer? What can you add to in terms of the American way of life by, you know, asking not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for the country? He gives us a vision, a universal vision to be, to land on the moon, to, you know, get us into the space race. He knew Vietnam was knocking at the door. And we have the assassination. You got Lyndon Baines Johnson, who lives out the war. And the man, you watch those videos of him in a short period of time. I mean, did he age exponentially or what?
Yeah, he did.
Period of time?
He did. Well, most presidents do. But, yeah, Johnson with the Vietnam War aged exponentially. Yeah, I mean, every other week he looked like he gained a year.
Yeah, and here it is. You know, we go through this decade with Vietnam, the military resistance, burning draft cards, Americans scooting over to Canada in order to avoid the draft. We've got, you know, the peace movement, the hippie movement. What a decade when you look at just those 10 years and what America experienced during that very dramatic a dramatic 10-year period.
I've always said 1968 was one of the worst years ever. You look at the assassination of Martin Luther King, John F. Robert Kennedy, the crushing of the Hungarian uprising, the controversy over the Olympics when Carlos Smith they raised their black fists. And the number one movie of 1968 was Rosemary's Baby, about a woman who sold her soul for the devil, to get her the child of the devil. So it was a tough decade.
Well, you think about the moral unwinding, and this was all part and parcel, you know, and so it was only a matter of time, which all led into Roe v. Wade, an absolute pronouncement of a disrespect for life. And here we are all these years later, almost 60 million babies have been aborted, and our country is, we've got courts fighting for a 17-year-old illegal immigrant wanting to have an abortion and wanting we the people, basically demanding that we the people pay for that.
Yeah, Bill, don't get me started on Roe v. Wade. Not only the worst Supreme Court decision, the most illogical and unconstitutional Supreme Court decision I've ever read. We can talk about that sometime in a future show.
Another time, and we're going to set aside an entire hour for that, Bruce, you and I. We will do that. 131 years later, Lady Liberty still standing,
enlightening
the world,
Lady Liberty, known as the Statue of Liberty. She was dedicated this week in 1886. She was a gift to France, to acknowledge that, France and we had been allies in the American Revolution. France had been had come to our aid in the American Revolution. I don't think we would have won the American Revolution without France's help.
Without a doubt.
So France, it was supposed to be 100 years later. It was supposed to be in 1876 that it would be dedicated, the Statue of Liberty, but they had fundraising problems, so it was 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, it is the symbol, and the irony, well, there are several ironies, but one of which is, it was put on Bedloe Island, which was renamed Liberty Island in 1956, and then 6 years later, Ellis Island is established as our way station for the immigration. This is where all the immigrants coming from around the world for a better life in America would be processed. So all these immigrants in the boats coming into New York Harbor to Ellis Island would pass by Lady Liberty. It was one of the first things that they saw. And it was kind of, in my mind, it was a reaffirmation of the fact that you are now entering this new life, this new world in which you're going to have liberty, you're going to have economic opportunity, you are going to have a brand new life. And Lady Liberty there with her torch held high was a reminder, this is what you're in store for, and welcome to this country.
As she writes, keep ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Yep.
Wow.
That's it. That was a part of a poem written by Emma Lazarus, who herself was an immigrant. Her family had moved to America to escape the Russian pogroms against Jews. Pogroms being the 17th and 18th century equivalent of a Holocaust.
Exactly.
And so she was asked to write this poem, and that's what she wrote. She titled it "The New Colossus" because she thought that the old Colossus, which was the Colossus of Rhodes, the Greek god Helios, that was the world of conquest and power and domination. The new Colossus, which Lady Liberty symbolized, was a world of equality, of freedom, of brotherhood, of human rights, of new opportunities. And that's why she called it the new Colossus.
Yeah. Right versus might versus might versus right.
Right. But one of the interesting things, Bill, is just real quick. She took a lot of heat for one of those lines, calling these immigrants coming to America the wretched refuse.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, you're calling these people refuse? You're calling them wretched? And she would respond, yes, I'm unabashed about that because they were. They lived wretched lives in their old countries. And when they interviewed these immigrants, they would say, yes, she's absolutely right. We were the wretched refuse of the old countries. We lived wretched lives there. We had no power. We had no economic opportunity. We were ruled by kings. Now we're coming to America to escape our wretched lives.
Yes,
to this
exactly.
Land of opportunity, this land of freedom. Yeah, we were wretched.
Only a true immigrant would understand that. You know, to your point, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. As one of them said, this is one of my favorite lines, when we were sickened at last of poverty, of bigotry, and of kings, there was always America. And there still is.
Do you imagine the thumb in the eye to all the countries that abhor what Lady Liberty stands for?
Yep, yep. Yep, and that's it. So here we have the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty. She's been here since 1886. She's never going away, and she will always be a symbol to the millions of people around the world that are looking for a better life. It's always been America, that beacon of freedom, that beacon of light.
Well, Bruce Kaufman, as always, we're blessed by your knowledge and your gift. We thank you so much for being with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Remind everybody where they can go to get connected with you once again.
Historylessons.net, one word, plural, and right on the homepage, you'll see subscribe to Bruce's writings. Just fill out all that, and I'll send you whichever ones you want.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bill.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have solved him. That's a man from my dream.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10 or 11 care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
My word, I was so different from all the people.
But what I found out was everybody's different. Same kind, different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Now play. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Paul, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Paul, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, cleaning the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
The wisdom of Andy and Opie. It is really that simple, isn't it? We make things so complex. I'm telling you, sometimes it's fun to go back and enjoy, you know, some of those old classic sitcoms like that, The Andy Griffith Show. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, we're going to talk about selecting the right health and prescription drug plans because it's crucial. And the plans change, or they can change every year. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's that time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Now, Humana is committed to helping Hispanic baby boomers achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Now, choosing the plan that's right for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it is absolutely important to stay informed. And this is why we're grateful for Jeffrey Fernandez having some time to come on the show. Jeffrey is the Medicare Vice President for Humana. Jeffrey Fernandez, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing fabulous. How about yourself?
Hey, doing terrific. Good to be talking to you once again. And, of course, an important issue about open enrollment. Remind everybody this period of time that's taking place. It's now underway, and it goes through, what, the first week or so of December. Is that correct?
Yeah, Bill, thank you for starting there, because everything we're going to talk about here today, the decisions that people make for their health care have to be made between October 15th and December 7th. Mm-hmm. So if you wake up on December 8th and you haven't made your decision, you're going to have to stay with the plan you have today, and you're not going to be able to make a decision. So important that people get the information, absorb it, and then make their determination before the end of December 7th. That's key.
Yeah, exactly, because you're thinking about, okay, this past year, this was what I experienced medically, and maybe this is what I need to plan for in the coming year. And the good news about this enrollment period is that it gives you the opportunity to adjust your benefit plan, right?
Yeah, Bill, that's key, and that's the beauty of this program, is that you're making a decision year to year. So let's face it, needs change, right? And then, so as we age, as we get older, our needs change with that. And so it is important, even if you think, well, hey, I didn't go to the doctor that much, or I think I'm healthy, it's still vitally important to review what you have, right?
Exactly.
And to make sure that those needs are still met by the plan that you're signed up with.
Let's talk about the difference between the original Medicare and Medicare Advantage, Jeff.
Yeah, so, Bill, this is usually what people talk about when they say, gosh, all this is so complex, these alphabet soups of plans and whatnot. Original Medicare consists of two main parts. It's Part A, which is the hospital, Part B, which is the physician. That coverage alone includes deductibles, co-insurances, and it's, quite frankly, a lot of out-of-pocket expense. So what a lot of people do is they buy a Medicare supplement, which can be costly. Then they got to go buy a Part D drug plan that's another additional premium. So all that stuff, it lends to that complexity. The beauty of a Medicare Advantage plan with Humana is it's all in one. You get all those pieces, parts under one umbrella, including not just the Part A, the Part B, the drugs. You all can also get your supplementary benefits through Humana, which is the dental, the vision, the fitness programs. Just in terms of ease of use, it's a really wonderful program when it just comes down to, hey, not just, what card's in my pocket, right, but who do I call if I have a question?
Well, in looking at this, some people would ask, okay, what are the most important things I need to consider in choosing a Medicare Advantage plan?
So, Bill, there are three main things that I like to talk about, and maybe a fourth that I'll throw in for a little extra at the
end. Just a little bonus.
The
today, today, because we're talking with Jeffrey, you're not going to get three, you're going to get four today only. That's great. I love it.
Yeah, in Louisiana, we call that Lanyap, a little something extra. So
yeah,
that's where
I like
I'm from.
Okay.
So the three main things are the benefits, the premium, and the network. And let's start with the premium. Nothing can be more important than, hey, what do I have to pay every month?
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to do is wake up on January 1st and figure out that you're paying more premium than you expected, right? We all have a budget to live within, and it's important to know that number up front. So what am I going to pay? And in many cases, it's zero premium, depending on what community you live in, right? So you got to check that out. Number two are the benefits. So you think about when you go to the primary care doctor, what does that cost? Or if I go to my specialist, my cardiologist, for example, what does that cost? Or and even though nobody ever plans it, what if I got admitted to the hospital? What would that out-of-pocket cost be? That can be important. And the other one that's really important on people's radar is that prescription drug benefit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of seniors are on maintenance medications. If I'm trying to manage my diabetes or my high blood pressure or my cholesterol, drugs that you take every month, right? That's a monthly expense that you have to account for in your budget. So you want to make sure you got that locked down. We'll talk about in a minute on our website on how you can figure out what that cost will be.
Okay.
But the third thing, we talk about premium benefits. The third thing is the network, right? So is the primary care doctor that you go to part of the network? The network can be different from one Medicare Advantage plan to the other. So that's important about, is my hospital that I prefer to go to in the network? You got to ask that question, too, because that's another thing you don't want to wake up on January 1 and find out is, oh, I signed up for a plan that doesn't have my doctor in it. That would be bad. And so that's why it's so important to collect this information now and absorb it and make sure you make that right decision before December 7th. That fourth thing I was going to mention to you
Yes.
Is word of mouth. You collected all this great info. I also recommend that people talk to your family and friends. You know, ask them if they're satisfied what plan that they're on. You know, because that is another beauty of this program is it is an individual choice, right? It's not like when you work for an employer and it's one size fits all. Every single person who's eligible for Medicare can pick their own individualized plan that they want based upon their individual needs, which, as you and I talked about earlier, can change over time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Joe, I can tell you, my brother was very helpful to me because he had been in the program already. He's 4 years older. And this was a great advantage to talk to him and others who had experienced certain things because they would say, hey, make sure you do this or make sure you do that, you know, and because these are things that they learned along the way and they're passing on the benefit of their wisdom and experience.
You bet. That's why I like to call it the fourth dimension, right? Because it just, despite everything that you may have learned, you add that feedback in, it can sway you one way or the other depending on what you hear.
Jeff, we've got about a minute and a half left here, and I do want to touch on the key benefits Humana Medicare Advantage plans may include.
Yeah, so in addition to the things like the co-pays and everything else like that, there are other benefits, the supplementary things that we talk about. So I mentioned dental and vision and fitness benefits, hearing benefits that you need to review by each plan to see if they cover those things. Because, again, right, one-stop shopping. Gosh, I can get my dental coverage, too, and my eyes checked, and all under my one umbrella of Humana. And, you know, I mentioned the fitness benefit, which is so important because it's important for us as we age to stay active, stay healthy, exercise. So many of the chronic conditions that plague our country can be tied back to being inactive. Well, gosh, the solution to that is to keep active, right? And let's not slow down. Just because we're getting older doesn't mean that we have to change our lifestyle. Let's keep it going. And that's probably the holistic nature of what Humana Medicare Advantage brings you, right? It helps you in all aspects of your life, not just, you know, your ID card and is a claim paid correctly. We want to be a partner with you in your life journey. So that's a big piece of this puzzle.
Well, Jeff, you've been sharing some great information with us. We appreciate you taking the time. Where can the good folks go for more information?
Humana.com/Medicare or Medicare.gov, or you can give us a ring on the phone at 1-888-204-4062, and we can either give you the information right there on the spot, or we can set up that appointment with the Humana licensed agent that I mentioned will come right to your kitchen table.
Jeffrey Fernandez, Medicare VP for Humana. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I want to say something to everyone in a spirit of humility, a spirit of meekness, and a spirit of Christ-like love. There's chaos and calamity in the world, and there's so much hurt and distrust. When police are killed, we need to say something. When black boys are killed, we need to say something. And when we don't say something, we're saying something. We have the spirit of redemption when we speak. At our concerts, in our churches, I beg of you, let's ask the people that we are accountable to stand in front of to pray with us for healing.
We are.
Father God, I pray that our families will come together right now and seek your face. You will forgive our sins and you'll heal our incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
From our lips to God's ear, definitely made for more, and that more can be realized only through God Himself, and we're in alignment with His plan and purposes, all in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez Live. We're going to talk about Jonah, the musical. It is going home, now released on DVD, and here to tell us more about it is Katie Miller. She is the Corporate Communications Manager for Sight and Sound Theaters. Katie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to be with you this morning.
Well, good to, but before we get into Jonah the Musical, can I brag on you a little bit? Is that all right?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, yeah, Katie's the Corporate Communications Manager and works with the leadership team, management teams, and individual departments within the Lancaster and Branson locations to bring synergy, cohesion, and direction to internal and external communications. As a member of the brand team, she serves as the primary liaison for all public relation efforts. Now, Sight and Song recently expanded into the big theaters this past year. And, of course, that's when we had a chance to see Jonah on the big screen. It was really a special event and a great time for Sight and Sound and for you, too, Katie Miller, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was such an exciting season for us as a team, as an organization, to be able to see more people than had ever at one time experienced the Sight and Sound show, experienced it all across the nation in over 600 theaters. It was a night that I think all of us will hold dear in our memories for a very long time. It was so much fun.
Well, you're the oldest grandchild of Sight and Sound's founders and the first member of the family's third generation to officially work within the organization. That's because they just didn't want to, you know, follow the child labor laws, I guess, because you stepped on stage when you were... You were 2 years old. So what did you get? You know, all the candy you could eat for 2 years old for performing in the cast?
Yes, actually. Our directors, we always used to joke when we were kids, one of our most beloved show directors always had gummy bears in his pocket. And how he kept us going on stage during rehearsals and kept our attention and things like that.
So your indentured servitude lasted until you were 13, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Now, of course, I'm kidding.
Stage for most of my childhood. And then have had the opportunity to serve in a whole number of different capacities throughout the years, and it's been so much fun.
Well, what a process to get up close and personal like that, to appreciate what happens on stage, and now here you are as the corporate communications manager. I count it a privilege, you know, to have the opportunity to talk to you, you know, about this, and of course, talking about Jonah now on DVD. People, I'm sure, are going to, it's going to be a stocking stuffer for this holiday for people, special gifts that will go out. Such a powerful musical, and again, in a magnificent presentation that I guess Sight and Sound has just become known for.
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning, for those that are familiar with our roots and our very beginnings, multimedia and screens were how we got started. My grandfather was a photographer and did slide projections. And that was our very founding show. Our very first show was a full-length slide projection show. Mm. And so to see now what then bled into live stage and almost see it come a little bit full circle and go back to being something that we're expressing these stories and the messages of these stories on screen was a really surreal experience, not just for us as an organization, but even personally for our family, to be able to see that part of who we've always been kind of thread throughout all of our history come and make a big splash on the stage with on the cinemas, I mean, with Jonah, and now on DVD and home entertainment. But continuing to keep the messages what they are and the stories what they are and just express them differently through the different mediums has been, it's been a really awesome experience and a humbling one for sure.
What was it like for you? I mean, as they were filming this in your home base of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and you're seeing lights, camera, action of this whole musical. Gosh, I mean, you know, to think of what your grandfather, the vision that he had, and now going to this next level of presentation. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I think we all feel a little bit surprised. We've been actually capturing our shows for DVD for the last 10 or so years, so it's not capturing them itself wasn't necessarily something new for us. And we sell them in our lobbies, and they're often a keepsake that people can take home and share with their friends and family and neighbors that, you know, the experience that they had. However, we never really were able to take it beyond our borders. And the more that we are continuing to grow and more people are hearing about us, the more we're recognizing that not everybody can come to both locations. You know, we have Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Branson, Missouri. Not everybody can get there. And everything in us, our hearts just, we really believe in the messages that these stories have. We believe that they're so relevant for today. I think we all can agree that we need more hope and we need more salvation and we need more joy and forgiveness and just hope for the future. And that's what these stories really are. They're still so relevant. They resonate with so many people. And our hearts are really just to provide opportunity for those who maybe can't come to our locations to still have a Sight and Sound experience in their own homes or in their own backyards with their communities and their children and be able to use the stories to learn and grow together.
Mm-hmm. Well, Katie, we were talking about Christmas time, and you gave me good news. You said the special Christmas presentations that you do every year before were done only out of Lancaster, but this year going to be at Branson as well as Lancaster, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, starting next weekend, November 3rd and 4th, we're opening in both locations, the Miracle of Christmas, and that runs all the way through till the very end of December. We're so excited to celebrate Christmas in that way again.
Okay, I haven't seen it. I've only heard about it. But this year, I promise you, I'm going to find my way to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm going to carve out the time and get up there and see you. What do we have to look forward to?
Next year, in Branson, Missouri, we are taking Samson to the stage. And we're so excited to see, Samson was here in Lancaster, premiered in 2016, and we cannot wait to have the walls fall in Branson, Missouri. And then we're also in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, next year premiering for the very first time our brand new show, Jesus, which we know is the story of all stories and has been 3.5 years in the making. And we cannot wait to just bring the story that we are telling in a very different way to the thousands of people that will come through our doors next year.
Well, Katie, each one of these projects, as we know, Sight and Sound, as you made reference, I mean, we've got all the staging, the backdrops, everything that goes into this, and these are all unique. It's not like, hey, you get to use the same backdrop for all these different stories, right?
Right. No, of course not. We everything is brand new, specifically for Jesus. We're very excited. We're going to make it rain in the theater for the first time.
Oh.
We've never done that before. It's a brand new technology that we're installing for Jesus. And the other thing that we're installing for Jesus that is new for us is a 110-foot long and 3-story high LED screen, which to our knowledge is the single largest flying. It'll fly right in and out of the theater just like a backdrop screen used in theatrical purposes. And we're just so excited about the different elements that we have to tell this story of Jesus, to tell, like I said, the story of all stories. And
exactly.
It's always such a gift for our creative team to be able to use their gifts to explore the different opportunities that are out there and then bring them into our space and make them work to enhance the stories that we tell.
You know, that's the one thing that all creative people look for, Katie, I've maintained, is they need a canvas in order to express their creativity. And Sight and Sound Theater just gives them that perfect type of opportunity. I mean, here it is with Jonah. You took us underwater with the whale in Jonah with that magnificent recreation of the whale itself. It is just spectacular. And if you have not seen the musical, if you missed it on the big screen, haven't had a chance to get out to Branson or to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you've got the chance now because it is now available on DVD, right?
Yes, it is. On DVD on many different platforms, Amazon.com and iTunes. I'm available for both download and the physical purchase of the DVD.
Well, make that happen. Where can I go for more information, Katie?
Sight-sound.com is our website.
It's just that easy. And, of course, if you get up there at Christmas time, hey, I may see you there and look forward to experiencing Christmas there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania this year. Katie Miller, the Corporate Communications Manager for Sight and Sound Theaters. Katie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today, Bill.
You take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award
award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The